Morning. It's a morning digestion on a remote location today. I had an appointment for my car in downtown Denton, Texas. So here I am across the street from the Denton County Courthouse, sitting on a park bench with my laptop and this microphone. And I guess I'll just do the morning digestion here. So there's how it goes. Okay, so first of all, I watched some TV, listened to stuff this morning, and the Democrats evidently don't understand. We hear what they're saying. Ooh, a big truck is coming. Hear that? Well, that's a significant racket. Anyway, they're all talking about a constitutional crisis as if we don't understand. They're all reading off this same faxed talking points. And we all understand it, and it's just their latest thing. Okay, Trump news. Trump China. Oh, there goes the truck. Sorry. China retaliates tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods. That's in the New York Times. Who didn't expect that? And by the way, they're running out of things to put tariffs on because they started off with tariffs on most things. Market slip on the news, New York Times. Trump attacks Christopher Wray, head of the FBI. It says the FBI chief was protecting the Russia probe gang. That's in Fox News. Politics. Wall Street Journal. Dems would ban all private medical care. You know, please, go ahead. Try that. Politico. Booker supporters seethe over Mayor Pete mania. Well, he's not the only one. I mean, Booker's... in the identity politics world, he's a black man. Kamala Harris, a black woman. They're both being supplanted by Mayor Pete, who his main thing seems to be, I'm gay. So some of these people are wondering, wait a minute, how did the gay guy elbow in front of us? LA Times, I've got a plan for that. Lizzie Warren has a plan for everything. San Francisco Gate, Kamala Harris's California support softens. Biden, Warren, Mayor Pete, all showing up in California to claim donor money and support. Wall Street Journal, Mueller doesn't really want to help the Democrats. He'd rather stay out of the spotlight. Interesting piece. New York Times, the presidential election calendar. Yep, it's starting. June, Democratic debates. New York Times, liberals in New York have to lure refugees... to fill jobs because so many others have moved out, chased away by high taxes. Cory Booker says toy guns are more regulated than real guns. The Washington Post fact checker says wrong. Alyssa Milano calls for a sex boycott to protest Trump. That's in the Washington Post and other places. That's fine. Don't have sex with Melissa. Washington Post, Biden tells Trump, I'm not socialist. Ooh, sorry, Joe. The left is listening, and they're not going to like that. Tech, Uber's IPO flops, New York Times. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, Doris Day dies. Washington Post and other places, 97 years old. In what is called mid-century, she was one of the biggest things possible. Game of Thrones, never watched it, never gonna. Just to show you that people are totally bored with politics and everything that's going on in real life. The two of the most read stories in the Washington Post are Game of Thrones pieces. There's only five of them, and two of them are Game of Thrones pieces. Walmart and Target are thinking about adding CBD products. This is stuff that's taken from marijuana. Doesn't get you high, but supposedly is good for you another way. This story is really interesting. It's been bubbling away for a few days in San Francisco. Cops raided the home of a reporter to find a leak. The leak was about the death of the public defender, Jeff Adachi, who'd made a lot of enemies among the cops. And the cops leaked a police report on... where he died. Apparently he died of a heart attack or something like that. But anyway, he was there in a rental house with a woman, not his wife. bottles of alcohol, marijuana gummies, all that stuff around. And, you know, a lot of people were pissed that the cops released that, leaked that report to somebody. And because it was clear they were trying to trash Jeff Adachi. Well, so the cops raided the home of the guy who got the report. He's a freelance reporter, runs a freelance reporting business in San Francisco. Now, the interesting thing about this story is when it broke on KGO and I think KRON in San Francisco, KRON, and another station. Well, all three of those stations bought that story from this reporter for $2,500, and their investigative reporter went on the air, in the case of KGO, is a guy named Dan Noyes, waving this report around, we got it, we got it, we got it. Now we find out, yeah, the investigative reporter just bought it from a real reporter who got the leak, paid $2,500, and then went on the air and saying, our investigative reporter had it. So it's interesting to see how things are working in San Francisco. I used to work there. This didn't go on then, but it's going on now. Okay, so I don't know how long this is, but I think that's it. I'm sitting on a corner. I got another, I don't know. So how long have we got here? 6 minutes. Yeah, that's about all we're going to do. I'm sitting on a corner. My car is being worked on. I'll get it out at noon. I'll go home. I might get a podcast out this afternoon. I'm sure I will, but I'm sure it'll be late. Anyway, reporting remotely for you from the town square across from the courthouse in downtown Denton, Texas. Signing off, it's John Gibson.